We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
The All Local on KNX News 97.1 FM.
This is KNX News 97.1 FM, Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station. Good morning, I'm Chris Seatons. It's our top local story now. Governor Newsom just starting to lay out his sweeping new plan for California to adapt its expected hotter and drier future by developing ways to capture, store, and recycle more water. In calling for major new investments in water infrastructure, the governor says he's rethinking the way the state manages its water supplies. The governor highlighted the dire situation facing this state.
Science and the data leads us to now understand that we will lose 10% of our water supply by 2040. If all things are equal, we will lose an additional 10% of our supply by 2040. As a consequence of that deeper appreciation, that deeper understanding, we have a renewed sense of urgency to address this issue.
Yeah, the governor is calling for an across-the-board effort on securing fresh water supplies, from new desalination projects to treat seawater and salty groundwater to increasing use of water recycling. The governor also tapping former Los Angeles Mayor Antonio Villaraigosa to become the state's infrastructure czar and also advise him on other issues. Analyst Jack Pitney from Claremont McKenna College tells KNX he thinks the appointment of Villaraigosa may surprise some, but does make political sense.
He does have a spotty record, but he also has a constituency. He's also a very smart guy, and the governor would benefit from his advice.
Pitney also thinks the time is right for the governor's plan.
In many cases, long-term solutions aren't easy sells. Social Security would be an example. But this is one case where the problem is literally staring us right in the face. You look outside the window, you see brown lawns, you see potential for water shortages around the state. So I think he's going to get public support for this.
Residents of Huntington Beach recently won a years-long battle to stop a desalination plant being built in their city, but those plants are a main part of the governor's new strategy. The woman who accused Dodger pitcher Trevor Bauer of sexual assault has now filed a lawsuit against him. The allegation surfaced last year, but L.A. prosecutors decided not to press charges, saying there was insufficient evidence. Bauer has denied the claims, insisting that he and the woman had a consensual relationship that included rough sex. In April, he sued the woman, along with The Athletic, Deadspin, and the writer Molly Knight for defamation after the allegations became a national news story. Bauer suspended for 2 seasons without pay by Major League Baseball for violating the league's domestic violence policy. Crews still working to fully contain that brush fire burning near Gorman this morning. The fire broke out yesterday afternoon near West Lancaster Road and Old Ridge Route Road. It's burned about 150 acres, currently 80% contained. No structures are threatened. Cause of the fire is still under investigation. Arcadia police say a family argument turned violent with bullets flying. A number of people were wounded, including a police officer was struck in the face.
According to a sheriff's official, a man showed up at his mother's house Wednesday afternoon and they started arguing. He had been kicked out of the home previously. Things then turned physical and police were called. Lieutenant Brett Burgess is with Arcadia PD.
When officers arrived, the suspect started shooting at them.
The suspect's mother was able to get out of the home along with her 12-year-old grandson, but at some point, the mother was shot in the chest and the officer was hit in the side of the face. Plus, a stray bullet hit a man who was watching his infant grandchild. I talked to the man's son, who said there were always arguments at the neighbor's house.
I guess yesterday they're fighting again, and I guess one of the bullets shot across the street to my house and broke through the window and hit my dad.
The suspect, meantime, finally surrendered after a 5-hour standoff. He had a self-inflicted gunshot wound. In Arcadia, John Baird, KNX News 97.1 FM.
The Los Angeles City Council has now approved funding to add more police officers to the streets in Hollywood.
The City Council added more than $200,000, so more police officers will be patrolling the streets of Hollywood. The money comes from the budget of the councilman who oversees that area, Mitch O'Farrell, who introduced the motion. Figures show an increase in homicides of 75%, while robbery in the sector has jumped nearly 20%. LAPD thanked the councilman for the move. The money will be used to add more shifts to the Hollywood division in hopes of making a difference for residents. But Hollywood also remains a major tourist draw. Doesn't serve the area well if tourists don't feel safe. Bob Brill, KNX News 97.1 FM.
Well, the LAPD says things are now calming down on the new 6th Street Bridge connecting Boyle Heights and downtown L.A. This, of course, after a series of disruptions by misbehaving drivers and pedestrians in the months since it opened. LAPD commander says there have still been some new attempts to block traffic on the new bridge, but things have now improved enough to scale back the number of officers who need to work overtime to keep the span open for public use. The city says it is considering some physical changes to the bridge to help prevent future problems. California regulators pushing for the largest offshore wind goal of any state. The state's Energy Commission approved a measure that calls for the state to produce 25 gigawatts from offshore wind by 2045. They say turbines along the coastline could power some 25 million homes by the year 2050. No offshore wind farms currently exist in California, but the process is starting soon. By the end of this year, two sites will be up for auction that have a potential to produce over 4.5 gigawatts of energy, which could power 3.4 million homes.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, "Hey Alexa, play KNX News." You can listen on the Odyssey app, available on Android, Apple, or wherever you download your apps, and on our website at knxnews.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.